all of your bank data can be scooped up by Dirtbag if you get old school paper. So let's just do it. Go ahead and go paperless. It's safer and more secure, and there's less risk with hackers because all of that stuff is encrypted.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today we are in episode number 4 of a 5-episode series on banking do's and don'ts. And today's subject topic is going to be old school versus new school, basically snail mail versus paperless. Okay. And this one will make you think a lot. And I hope that I can convince you to go 100% paperless. And here's why. So before we jump right into that, I want you to avoid, I don't want you to do this. We got thousands of investors using my InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking, which is QuickBooks. It's QuickBooks company files. And I get this several times a month where folks are talking about where they will set up online where they can hook up with their bank and download all their transactions. Well, I don't want you to do that. I don't do it. And here's why. Because if you've got a decent sized operation, well, then you're allowing the bank to be your bookkeeper. And you know what? I have found so many mistakes that they have made over the years. I just don't allow it. Okay. So I want you to use the InvestorBooks system. Okay. You enter and pay bills inside of InvestorBooks. You enter your income and deposits in there. Okay. Yeah. You can have that automated. And as far as income and deposits go, and you can set up memorized transaction to pay your loan payments automatically every month, things like that. But as far as just paying bills, day-to-day operations or whatever, don't do that. Don't download those transactions, okay? So, because I don't trust the bank. Now, I want you to go paperless. And did you know, you might not know this, but when you sign up, when you log into whatever bank account or your credit union, different bank accounts, you can log into that bank or that credit union's website, you can sign up for paperless. Okay, you want paperless statements, paperless alerts, paperless notices. And you can do this if you have loans with mortgage companies and banks in different places, okay? So go in there and get paperless, 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 okay? And here's why. Because all of that stuff is encrypted. It's required by the federal government that all that is encrypted. That's good. That's good. Okay? Now, the opposite of that, if you go snail mail, well, is the post office being very efficient right now? I'm not blaming any individual, but you know, sometimes we don't get mail at my office for 5 days. And I live in Louisville, Kentucky, a decent sized city. I mean, a little bigger than Mayberry, but it's definitely not a Los Angeles. So think about this. Imagine having a check bounce from a tenant or something like that. And you do snail mail and you don't get notice of that for 5 days. That ain't good. So let's go paperless, okay? And what happens, you can set that up, and I want you to sign up for everything that you can paperless, statements, check images, alerts, anything, okay? And with loans, escrow analysis, your monthly statement, everything, I want you to sign up paperless, okay? Now, in InvestorBooks, beginning with QuickBooks Pro 2013, they added a huge feature that I've been begging them for decades prior to that. And beginning in QuickBooks Pro 2013, you can attach files to your bank accounts. So for example, I've got my Vista checking account or operating account. Well, I can attach all my bank statements. They email them to me in PDF, or I download them from their website. It's already in PDF. So I download it and then I upload it into my InvestorBooks as an attachment. So I can attach statements, check images, bounce checks. If you ever have an overdraft or any kind of update or anything like that, all of that comes to you email. So you can get this. Basically, you're getting your mail. If you're on a cruise ship sitting on a beach, you can get it on your phone, get notice of that. So let's go paperless. And remember, it's encrypted. Now, look at some of the bugs here when you go snail mail. Well, Mike, I want paper. I got to have it in my hands. Well, you know what? I was raised that way too. And this thing right here, see this? I have to do this. I have to use an analog clock because when I speak and teach around the country, get people standing back and they hold up a sign that says 15 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that, or digital clock. It doesn't register in my brain, but analog, I got. So I can relate to our caveman brain where I like paper. Okay. Well, back when I had paper and then I got a scanner, here's what I did in my office, which is kind of goofy. I would take the statements and scan them. I would scan them to PDF and then attach them, put them in the folder once I started getting QuickBooks Pro 2013 and knew it. Okay. So why not let them do all that for you? It's encrypted and nobody can get it. So now another headache. And remember my background, my previous life, I was undercover police detective for years, right? So if you're going to do snail mail, guess what's showing up in your mailbox? Now, if you got a PO box, that's a little safer. But if you're sending that to your office or your home or something like that, any knucklehead driving down the street can get in your mailbox, get your bank statements. Oh my gosh, do you want that going out? Or that piece of paper is floating around on your desk, at your home, at your office. You want somebody to see that stuff? I don't think so. Let's keep it all locked down tighter than, okay? Let's keep it secure. Let's keep it safe. And you can put it all inside of QuickBooks, okay? So I threw up about snail mail versus paperless. Now, there's less risk with hackers because all of your bank data can be scooped up by a dirtbag if you get old school paper, okay? So let's just do it and go ahead and go paperless. It's safer and more secure. And let's see what else. Get you, if you say, well, it's easier to reconcile my bank statements, Mike, my bank accounts, if I've got that piece of paper in my hand. My wife said that for years and years. And even as recently as like 2 months ago, she wanted paper. And I said, Beth, stop printing that. She would take the paperless statements we get and print them out. I said, stop doing that. Okay. It kills trees and all that. I'm not a tree hugger, but it's not efficient. And you got all that very important information that other folks could look over your shoulder. Let's see. But anyway, get yourself a 32-inch monitor. That's what I got. I wish I could show it to you here on this, but I've got two 32-inch monitors. And I did that for my wife, Beth. And now she says the best thing, she can fly through stuff because now she can pull up a bank statement or any kind of anything outside of QuickBooks. She can put it on the monitor next to her and she's inside of QuickBooks, investor books, paying bills, doing whatever she needs to do, all this and that. And it works great. So it's like having a desktop on a wall, but you got your mouse and you can use it. So I threw up on that a little bit. So let's wrap up today's session here and today's episode. And remember, do what you can to follow me, subscribe, share this with fellow investors. I want to keep creeping up to the top. We've done magnificent so far. And yeah, hit follow, subscribe. I'm missing something else. Oh, share it with investors. And if you don't have the InvestorBooks Pro system with tenant tracking, stay tuned. I'm going to run a special for you, okay? Because it's getting close to tax time. Adios. See you on the next episode. Bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.